This is Akashvani Shillong, the Northeast News Bulletin, read by Rikinti Marwin. The headlines. Union Minister of State for Education and Development of Northeastern Region, Dr. Sukanta Majumdar, says Vikshit Bharat Guarantee for Rozgar and Ajivika Mission Grameen Act 2025 marks a significant milestone in transformation of rural Bharat. Union Minister of State for Coals and Mines, Satish Chandra Dubey, reaffirmed the Centre's commitment to focused and inclusive development of the Northeast. Justice Rivati Mohiti Dere sworn in as the Chief Justice of High Court of Meghalaya, and Arunachal Pradesh newly elected Zila Parishad members of various districts sworn in and Zila Parishad chairpersons elected during ceremony held in respective districts. And now the news in details. Union Minister of State for Education and Development of Northeastern Region, Dr. Sukanta Majumdar, yesterday said that the Vikshit Bharat Guarantee for Rozgar and Ajivika Mission Grameen Act 2025 marks a significant milestone in the transformation of rural Bharat. Interacting with the media in New Delhi, Dr. Majumdar added that the Act seeks to advance empowerment, inclusive growth, convergence of development initiatives, and saturation-based delivery, strengthening the foundation for a prosperous, resilient, and self-reliant rural India. He noted that this legislation will strengthen income security for rural households, modernize governance and accountability mechanisms, and link wage employment with the creation of durable and productive rural assets. The minister further informed that the framework enables a wide range of works that can directly strengthen rural education infrastructure by addressing long-standing gaps in physical facilities and basic amenities. Union Minister of State for Coal and Mines, Satish Chandra Dubey, reaffirmed the Centre's commitment to focus and inclusive development of the Northeast. He said this during a review meeting with district officials in Kohima yesterday. The meeting marked the beginning of his two-day visit to Kohima under the fortnightly Union Minister's Visit Programme to the Northeastern Region. Mr. Dubey said Prime Minister Narendra Modi's vision is to prioritize regions once considered neglected by closely monitoring the implementation of central welfare schemes and ensuring efficient use of public funds. He said that delays, gaps in convergence of misuse of schemes would be identified and addressed through discussions with local authorities. In Manipur, a media sensitization program in connection with the National Road Safety Month 2026 was held at the Conference Hall of Directorate of Information and Public Relations in Imphal. The program was organized by the Transport Department, Government of Manipur, under the theme Strengthening Media Partnership for Safer Road. It may be mentioned that the Ministry of Road Transport and Highways organized National Road Safety Month annually in India during the month of January. The main goal of organizing the campaign is to promote road safety awareness and reduce accidents. The theme of this year's campaign is Sarak Suraksha Jeevan Raksha and highlights vital road safety rules and guidelines across the nation. As part of the program, an interaction session was held in which senior government officials and experts members spoke on different topics, including reviving of public transport system, construction of multi-level parking area, traffic rules and regulations. Days after the Mizo National Front, MNF, snapped ties with the Rural Zoram People's Movement, ZPM, the Congress-MNF combined on Friday staked claim to form the next executive body of the Lai Autonomous District Council, LADC, in South Mizoram's Langtai District, a party leader said. MNF Media and Publicity Cells Secretary Lalan Mawia Jongte said that the MNF and Congress reached a post-poll understanding and formed the United Legislature Party, the ULP. The ULP elected C. Lal Samzwala of MNF as its leader, who staked claim to form the next executive committee in the 25-member council before State Governor Vijay Kumar Singh yesterday, he said. As per the agreement, the NMF is given the chief executive member, CEM, and Deputy CEM berth, while the Congress will occupy the chairman seat, Chongde said. The ULP has commanded the support of 15 members in the council, 2 members greater than the magic number 13, he said. Tripura Finance Minister Pranajit Singha Roy yesterday inaugurated a 3-day long Jal Utsav Water Festival on the banks of the Gomati River at Uttar Maharani in Udaipur, Gomati district. Speaking on the occasion, the minister said that the festival aims to highlight the age-old traditions and heritage of communities whose lives revolve around water, particularly fish, farmers and fishermen. He added that the state government is continuously working to preserve and promote disappearing cultures while ensuring their progressive development. The festival has been jointly organized by the Department of Information and Cultural Affairs and Matabari Block. Earlier, a large rally was organized as part of the celebrations. During the three-day festival, various cultural programs depicting the life and traditions of fishermen will be presented. The Northeastern Council, NEC, has released 4.89 crore rupees for several projects in Mizoram during December last year, and NEC said in a statement on Friday. The agency also released over 76.78 crore rupees for executing projects across all the northeastern states, as well as various regional and other agencies across the region during the same month, the statement said. Of the 76.78 crore rupees, more than 4.89 crore rupees was given to Mizoram for several projects, including Fish Farmer Training Center at Lingpui, establishing Mizo Cultural Heritage Center for protecting the historical and natural heritage of Mizoram at Kalri in Sirchip District, enhancement of state revenue through application of information technology in monitoring mineral exploitations and resource mapping, it said. In Arunachal Pradesh, the newly elected Zilla Parishad members, ZPMs, of various districts were sworn in, and Zila Parishad chairpersons, ZPC, were elected during ceremony held in the respective districts. Bamang Yayu was elected as the new Zila Parishad chairperson of Papum Pare district. In Dawang district, in a unanimous decision, the newly elected ZPMs re-elected ZPM from Jang Thingbui block, Leki Gomu, as the Zila Parishad chairperson, Tawang, for the second executive term. In Siang district, Tamat Tatak was elected as the chairperson of the Zila Parishad. In Lower Subansiri district, 11 Nichi ZPM Hibu Dumi has been elected as the Zila Parishad chairperson. In Dibang Valley district, Sadhu Mihu ZPM from the Italian Maline block was elected unopposed as the Zila Parishad chairperson of the district. The development marks the commencement of a new chapter in local governance in all the districts. Tripura Chief Minister Dr. Manik Saha said there is a need to defeat the anti-development forces and accelerate the development of the Autonomous District Council areas of the state. He said the tribals and non-tribals should unite to form a new ADC in the upcoming ADC elections. Chief Minister said we should concentrate on making our ADCs area developed to fulfill the dreams of Prime Minister Narendra Modi to make India a developed nation, and it would be only possible through the leadership of the BJP. He said this at an election rally organized by the Kanchanpur BJP Mandal North Tripura district at the local ISBT premises yesterday. Justice Revathi Mohite Dere was formally sworn in as the Chief Justice of the High Court of Meghalaya during a ceremony held at Durbar Hall at the Lok Bhavan in Shillong yesterday. Meghalaya Governor C.H. Vijay Shankar administered the oath of office to Justice Dere following the transfer of the incumbent Chief Justice Soman Sen to the Kerala High Court. Prior to her appointment as the Chief Justice of the High Court of Meghalaya, Justice Dere served as a judge at the Bombay High Court. With that, we end the Northeast News Bulletin from the Akashvani Shillong. Have a nice day.